A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with Flossie and Lewis. Woohoo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo, baby. All right.
And the old bloke next to me, Alex.
Not as old as you, buddy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But we act young. We're hip. We're cool, aren't we? Yes, it's not like a weird teacher then. I'm cool. I'm hip on that.
You're so uncool, mate.
Shit. Wait, so, and you guys, so as I said, we had Olivia on the podcast. And you guys are all best buds.
Yeah.
But how do you guys become friends? How did that work out? Because first, you asked Olivia to live with you, is that right?
Yeah, we lived together for a year. So we both just moved in on our own. Obviously, she was going to move back to Belfast. So I found a flat on my own. And then she decided she didn't want to live in Belfast.
That's upsetting.
Did you know this?
I knew that she bought a house in Belfast.
Yeah.
I watched Olivia.
Well, she came on the podcast and she was going to go back to Belfast, wasn't she? If you remember.
Yeah, she was going to go back to Belfast and now she's not going back to Belfast.
No, she's got a flat in London now.
You guys aren't living together? Or no?
No.
So you're living alone?
Yeah.
All three of us live alone, yeah.
What? That's scary.
You've got to all get together, combine. Mm-hmm. Have a little unit.
No. Wait, so what is the difference?
We could live together, all together.
Would that be too hectic?
We're all three big personalities. Mm. We always say this, we basically do.
Yeah.
We see each other all the time.
Also because, because I live on my own and then they live together. So in lockdown, I could have a social bubble with them. So it basically meant that I basically live with the two of them as well. Because I would wake up, drive to their flat, spend the day with them, drive home at midnight and do the exact same thing at 10 a.m. the next morning. So there was nothing else to do.
Mm. If we all live together, one of us got a boyfriend, it'd be like four people living together. I could not handle that.
So are you guys in relationships at the moment?
No.
Single?
Yeah.
Obviously, because that's not over here. Yeah.
What else are you?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you guys use dating apps or anything like that?
Flossie loves Raya.
Oh, Flossie.
And I love going on Flossie's Raya.
Really?
I've never been on a Raya dating app, but I was...
Okay, can we see some of the conversations you've had?
I don't even think I've had that many, but I was seeing this boy.
Has anyone flirted with you? We won't read the names out. We just want to see. I want to see your chat on dating apps.
Oh,
come on.
God, I can't put this off the floor. I recently, I got verified on Instagram recently.
Oh, come on, guys.
I was waiting until she dropped that one. Yeah. 34 minutes in. I betted that was going to be 22 and a half minutes. So.
Was it a big day? Was that a big day?
It is a big day to get verified.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I think I was...
It's like a second birthday.
Oh, yeah, I got food. I started getting food poisoning that day. So it was
the yin and the yang.
Wasn't the best.
Wait, Liz, are you a verified?
Mm-hmm.
You're very... Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Go on, Flossie. No, I'm not asking on who she's dating.
Oh my God, okay.
He's pretty.
Vincent 22, he's in model. Have you been chatting to him?
No.
Can we see one
of
your chats?
I don't message them.
Can we see one of your
chats?
It's
just the ego boost.
You got denied going on, right?
I got denied at the beginning.
They didn't let him on.
Yeah, they didn't let him on.
Too creepy.
Yeah, okay, let me read a chat.
No, because it's not, I never respond, I don't care.
Can I read what some of the boys sent you then? What? Is it really? This is really intrusive of me, but I would love to. I'm really, yes. Let me just read your personal messages.
She's just quickly deleting the bad ones. She's like,
really scared.
No, it's not.
Okay, Flossie, here we go.
I'm not going to say it. Okay, so this is what, okay, Flossie, so on this dating app Rare, you can FaceTime them with a video? Is
that's
that
terrifying. That is actually terrifying.
Can you do that?
No.
Can I do it?
No.
Okay, to Sebastian, should I do it?
What?
Did she see if he picks it up?
Oh my God.
Let's do it to Sebastian.
This is stressing me out.
Oh my god, okay. Wow. Okay, I'm doing it to Sebastian.
That literally just blew my ears off. I'm really scared. Now this is stressing me out.
Please, can you hear me?
Sebastian, what are you up to?
Sebastian has been muted.
Wait, you've just muted him.
Calling Sebastian.
When he sees your face, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
Be like, sorry.
He's going to know, why don't you pretend you're the boyfriend and be like, oi, you've been messaging my girlfriend.
Sebastian, under the seat. That's what I get up. Okay, Sebastian has just said, hello, you have not responded.
He's been ghosted by Sebastian.
Oh, I'm
we then
so
have another one from Thomas. Hi, you all right? These boys
chat.
They're
so lame.
What is
But then it's also like, if you hit me up with anything else, I'm like, ugh.
How do you get it started? Like, what's the best thing to say?
What?
I don't know.
Wait, hold on, Flossie. There has been a message from you to Michael.
Oh, you went in first.
You just went, Mike.
And Captain.
Oh, no, that's my friend, Michael. And then he asked me for drinks. I was really scared.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Here's one from Angel.
Oh.
Floss or Flossie? Flossie responds, Flow Dog Millionaire. with a handshake emoji.
All right.
And then Angel replies, that's better, I like it.
Ew.
How are you today, Flossie Dog?
No reply.
Let's keep going. Max has said, jealous of your name. Is it short for anything?
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, that is the weirdest intro ever.
Here we go. So this is it. Max is, jealous of your name. Is it short for anything? Flossie's reply is, yeah, it's short for bad bitch.
Flossie, I'm really enjoying you. I like it.
Max replies, got a giggle off that one. Congratulations. What's popping? No reply.
I love what you do. Just lure them in and then just leave them. It's actually quite funny.
Okay, let's go for it. Oh my God. These guys. Well, hello. Okay.
I'm so scared.
Oh my God. Okay, let's just find one. Okay. Oh my God. This guy's really gone in hard. This is Julian. Hey, how are you? Emoji. Do you survive with this new lockdown? Question mark. You can still work or you need to be outside. Ooh, and happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day and your night. No reply there.
I don't think it was my birthday.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is the worst. Butch has said, what's up, rockstar?
Oh no.
I like that.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. We got a big one, Flossie.
No.
We got a big one, Flossie.
Flossie,
just hold your breath. Here we go. From Victor. Hey, this is Flossie. Why don't you? I'll play Flossie and you play Victor.
Okay, here we go.
I'm Flossie. Alex is Victor.
This is gonna be like a year old as well, everyone. By the way.
Wait, is he French, Victor?
No, he's just. I don't know. Hey, are you in Ibiza?
Yes.
Cool. I'm here with a couple of friends, so let us know if you're out and doing something one tonight.
Will do. Rockstar hand thing.
Oh my God.
Hey. With who are you?
My friends Olivia and Lewis. Oh my God. And then you add. You added their Instagram tag.
Oh, were you trying to link up like getting on someone's boat or something?
Honestly, you have gone up 4 ticks. You're honestly the best person I've ever come across. That is just fantastic.
We wanted a yacht.
We didn't want to pay for it.
Whoever rich men could give us a yacht.
Damn straight. And I love that. And I absolutely, I give you 400
so
out
funny.
Of 100. Honestly, that is the best thing. You're thinking about doing this now, don't you?
I'm going to get on Rare. I want to get myself on a yacht.
The reason I got verified was because I matched with Lewis Capaldi on Raya and it got loads of news articles.
I know.
Did it?
Yes.
Did you ever meet up with
Raya? Does
did you ever meet up with Lewis?
No, I never messaged them.
Oh,
I've met. Lewis is a good dude. I've met him a couple of times. He's quite funny.
He doesn't remember you.
Lewis Capaldi. Lewis, do you ever use dating apps?
No, they're all deleted.
What? You just what? Well,
you got,
vibing
you got
on
too
it?
Addicted. Too much
it was
sex.
Every day swiping. I couldn't
why are they deleted?
I don't know. Flossie.
Here we go.
Why? What do I?
What? So anything happened?
We don't know. No. Okay, of course let's leave not. It. Please.
Okay.
I'm a child of Jesus.
Yeah. Mate, do you ever use dating apps?
I've not actually. No, I stayed away from them.
That's such a lie, buddy. Do you know what he does? He's more of a slider into the Instagram.
I much prefer that. Yeah, I've never been on a dating app date, but I've had like someone slide in and gone on a date.
The only thing that does sort of humiliate me about Rare is that you have to pay for it.
Sometimes I pay for the extra swipes.
Yeah, sometimes. 3 a.m.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. What do you get if you get the extra swipes? You get better people.
You get limited swipes a day.
Really?
Yeah. So sometimes if I'm really bored at night, so it was the sort of thing. It was like I don't take Raya that seriously. Everyone on there's really old. Like and yeah, like clearly.
Yeah, they're just our age on that. Yeah. Yeah, they're just so old and they've got these like yachts.
They've got these big yachts, yeah.
We would be really small fish on that Rare app. I don't think you could do
I've
it.
I've got a dinghy, yeah.
Yeah, but what are you guys, this is maybe a two day, what are you guys looking for or do? Is it like a hookup or a boyfriend or what is it?
I
purely had Rare out of curiosity because they have a maps feature.
Oh yeah,
where you can like see
fun.
Where people are. It's like Find My Friends, but just everybody who has a Rare account.
Roman Kemp lives next to me. Found out.
Oh,
said that really.
Sorry, is that just like offhanded? Yeah, is that like just an offhanded comment that you just suddenly remembered?
And you regardless about Rare, but the other night went on a hunt
and found Roman.
Finally
Kemp.
Found out where he lives.
Would you date Roman? I know Roman. I can hook
he's
you up.
He's really
Roman.
Old, isn't he?
No, he's not. He's not
27, Roman. Would you date a guy in his 30s?
Oh, no. Under 30 or under. I'm 20. It's whole. Oh, there's like 12
that's
years.
That's a decade.
He's going to start wanting babies. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah, that is true. That
fuck
is,
off.
That,
you're not having off. Babies.
Yeah. God have my babies. Get out of here. Wait, hang on. So, Lucy's saying, so you have a problem because you have to pay for these dating apps.
And it's just a bit humiliating. Like, you'll catch yourself on it and be like, oh, has it really come to this? Am I really this desperate?
Am I paying for,
to try and find love?
Yeah.
Jay, you've paid for love before.
You were paid for it. Yucks.
I have not paid for
you've
love.
You've paid for love.
I've never paid for love.
30 seconds of love in Amsterdam, baby.
I never paid. Frosty, don't believe it. I've never in my life.
Why are you going so red? What's wrong?
I've never paid for
like
love.
The red light district. Yeah.
I've never paid
the
for
red
love
face district.
In the red face district. But I understand what you mean when you have to pay for the JTS.
Can I not just get someone natural? I'm having to pay for someone to match me.
No, it's that Raya's just like a late. I've got nothing to do. It's late at night. I'm bored. Mm. You just have a scroll. So he's knocking about. And then it's also always funny when someone comes, like a celebrity breaks up and you just see them on Ray. Like, no way.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Do you see this, by the way, in the news? We were talking about this, that OnlyFans is now, they're not doing...
It's just going into pornography now.
What are you
going
to do?
I thought we were talking about...
Wait, what's happening with OnlyFans?
Then now they're taking away the naked side of it.
Oh, really? How come?
What, are you upset? He's shocked, honestly. Like, that account that I...
He's going to have some extra money to spend
just,
a month now.
Why are you doing that, though? Because what is it without...
That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it's not titties,
isn't it?
Did you say no titties? Did you say no titties?
So what is OnlyFans with no titties?
What is it with no titties? What do you guys think about people doing OnlyFans?
I think it's great.
Don't care, yeah.
Get really?
The only thing that I do it, sometimes but... think is that I think it's a bit glamorized by like celebrities.
Yeah.
So it's like young people who are like 18 think it's like an easy way to do. But it's like some random chick from Kent is actually not going to get £1 million.
I love her. I love her account. I'm big.
Random chick from Kent. Yeah.
That's actually a fair point. That what you're saying
didn't loads. There was like loads of the original OnlyFans guys got really pissed off when all the celebs started coming on, because they're like, we've been working our ass off for this shit and we'd get like no money compared to like celebrities that come on and get like millions.
I think there's a problem though.
That's also just way of the world though, isn't it?
It is.
Like,
yeah.
Don't be pressed. Stay blessed.
I do think.
Honey bee.
Get your tits out.
Don't be pressed. Be blessed, honey bee.
Failing that, get your tits out.
but I do feel that I feel that maybe. Maybe when you're that young and you do. Oh, sorry, that was my static again.
Lewis got stutter.
Do you have a stutter?
Yeah. I developed it.
I get it sometimes as well, Lewis. I don't know why. But I don't. I think it's a big decision to make at a young age.
Yeah, that's my thing.
And that's
too.
My problem with it.
And it's so accessible. It's so easy to get into, and I'm just like, this is going to be there forever. And it's also, I think if you're going to get into it, listen to all the Mia Khalifa podcasts. Because I know
that's exactly what, yeah. I listen to the Mia Khalifa one. She says it's the worst thing she's ever done.
Yeah, it ruined her life.
And also because you see all these stories of like people with like millions of followers being like, I made £7 million in a year. And it's like, realistically, that's just like one person. Like it's not every single person on
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's like a lot
we
to sacrifice.
We should do the OnlyFans challenge so you can make more money in a week.
Some of our friends have made YouTube videos about like feet OnlyFans and stuff.
We've got, yeah. It's really funny. Like some of our friends just like.
They've done anything.
Jay's annoyed that he's missed the trend.
Wait, is it like, a trend? What is it? Wait, so your friends have done OnlyFans?
Well, that's what make.
Yeah, well, we have a friend who, I don't think he does it anymore, but he would just sell feet pics on OnlyFans and made like 10K a month.
No, feet. Come on.
Okay. Right, I'm into this.
I'll tell you what. We should set up a challenge. We should set, and we can donate all the money to charity.
Yeah, it's well proportion of it.
Okay, yeah. But we should see how much money we can make.
Yeah. Okay, right. I'll be foot guy. You can be like earlobe.
I have nice hands. I think I have nice hands.
Yeah, get those up on there.
You don't have that good hands.
No. Penis is all right then.
But I do. I think it's just a big decision to make when you're young, and then you exactly as you said, Rossi, is that you can never take that thing back. And I think that is the sort of tricky side of it. I think,
and also you're never going to be able to keep that. If you think you're keeping that a secret, you're not.
Yeah.
Like, do you not think you can? Some people live double lives.
No.
What do you think, Liz?
But also
something as big as that.
What a lot of, because I've watched quite a lot of videos on it, and what a lot of people say is that you can't really keep it secret because it's not a social media platform. OnlyFans, like you to get on someone's OnlyFans, you have to have their link, so you have to promote it on other social medias in order for people to get to OnlyFans.
We bought so many people's OnlyFans.
Three, it was for research purposes. Like,
who
someone,
was it?
Like, no, people, it's never like a friend. It's never like a close friend. It's like someone we know, like a mutual has OnlyFans.
And you're intrigued.
It's
do you want to see how far they go?
What are they posting?
Oh God, I just hit my face on the mic.
Just ate the microphone.
are they posting
nudes?
No, so disappointing.
Well, is it a guy or a girl?
I'd want a refund.
We bought one guy and two girls. Too much detail now.
Yeah, we bought.
Don't worry, we bring it out of you guys. Don't without even knowing. Can't wait.
I bought Trisha Paytas once.
Trisha, as in the YouTuber. Yeah. Does she do naked ones?
Yeah.
Jamie's like, okay.
It's like, whoa. What? See, that set my expectations really high for everyone else's. But it is,
I don't even send nudes to like people.
To people, no, we send them to.
Well, I never did that.
To animals.
You definitely sent nudes. Jamie.
Oh my God, Flossie, you know me too well.
I've never in your life.
You bought a condom when you were 12. Sent nudes.
Baller.
I bet. Like, well, wait, did you have phone cameras?
No,
we didn't.
Would you like
extra
nudes?
We had to draw it.
Yeah, I didn't really send nudes. Did I send a nude? I'm actually.
You're almost sort of dirty words, aren't you? You say quite.
I don't say dirty words.
You're at little sexual novels, little paragraphs.
I don't. I think I've done to a girlfriend. I think I've done one once.
What? dick?
A nude.
Was it dick?
he just goes so great. Was it a dick?
Well, I think a nude is a bind.
Like, I did it on Snapchat, though. She said, can you do this? And I went, all right.
With nude, is that the whole body or are you just getting schlong shot?
Lewis, what about you? Have you ever sent a nude?
No, never will.
He sends them to me all the time when he's drunk.
Please! I do not! Let's not start that rumour.
Liz, you send them to Flossie whenever you're drunk.
No, I've never sent one, never will. I don't trust people enough.
No, oh my God, no, terrifying.
So you've never done it either, Flossie? No. Yeah, I think I do. I'm with you. I think it's... Have you ever done it, mate?
Oh, I've got a back calendar. Got loads, loads.
You've done it before?
No.
My eyes only is like riddles.
Yeah.
I think, back in the day, I probably did send the occasional.
Do you get scared?
Yeah, I guess. No, not really. I mean, you trust the people you're sending it to, right?
Yeah. I also think if a boy's get leaked, it's like, if a girl's get leaked, it's like, oh my God, my life is over.
But that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah. I know, but it's just,
it's so bad, isn't it? But it's just terrible how it's like that. Who cares? But also I think like being sort of sexually active is like a healthy thing. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Normal.
I just want to go back to things. So you're saying if people slide into your DMs, that's better than meeting someone. Probably getting excited. Yeah. Do people slide into your DMs?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I would say DM over actually meeting someone in person.
You think it's better to meet someone in person, is much better.
I fall in love with you if I meet you in person. Because I'm like, it's meant to be.
No.
Yeah, surely you want to meet up with...
Yeah, I love it. No. First time, and then when you go on like your first proper date, it's like, I've met you before.
If you meet someone in person, then you have no chance to get a backstory on them. Whereas if you slide into your DMs, then I can find out like your mum's maiden name within half an hour. So I know whether I'm going on a date with you or not.
Usually you'll find their Instagram though.
I bloody should.
Or if they're in private though, that's like really irritating.
A private Instagram is an ick. What is the need for a private Instagram in 2021?
A private Instagram is an ick. That is just too good.
What are you hiding?
It's always like the people who have the least to hide as well. It's like Sarah Jane is like 26. Like the most that's on your Instagram, babe, is you sat like at all bar one with the glass of Prosecco. Who are you hiding that from?
Wait, so but you like meeting up with people?
Meeting them for the first time.
She was like, I don't meet up with people to have sex.
Plus, it's quite a serial date.
I like a date.
Okay, and so what type of guy do you like looking at? What are you looking for in a guy?
I don't think I've got the best taste.
Oh, she has the worst taste I've ever seen in my life.
But you are also incredibly picky.
I think
do you have to veto?
I try, but she doesn't listen.
Have you never liked one boy I've dated? No.
There was one I found funny, but that's only because...
Like, who?
I'm not going to say who, but you'll know. It's one time Flossie was seeing this boy, and he just sent her a text, like multiple texts of just letters. Just like... And then a picture of the Grand Canyon. No context.
I like him.
He was so scared.
He was.
Why was he scary?
Just like...
Like, what was...
It was so bad. So basically, I met him at a party, and I thought he was really good looking, but I was really drunk. He was really drunk. And he asked me on a date that night, and I was like, yeah, sure. And because he was really drunk, I was like, you're really weird. But I was like, you're weird because you're drunk. And then I woke up next morning.
In a net or something.
I woke up next morning. We had like one day in between this date and that day.
Why? What happened? What happened?
Fucking weird.
Why was he weird?
He was just like texting me, like so, but just letters.
That's quite funny though.
No words. No, but it was just like I was like, are you trying to type, or is this just communication?
I quite like Kanye.
It wasn't the Grand Canyon. It was those faces in the stones. All these rappers' faces in the stones.
He's the genius.
I was like, I've got a fucking date with this boy tomorrow night. Get me out. Get me out. And I was like, oh, maybe it'll be nice in person.
How did the date go?
It was like bad.
Is it really bad?
I think it's the only first date I've ever been on where I'm like, I need to leave. And Lewis's friend was sat behind me.
Oh, my God, yeah, my friend was
there. I didn't know this girl, but she's texting Lewis, being like, Flossie's on a date with this boy, and she sat in front of me, and I was just there like, how the fuck
do I... How do you get out of dates like that? Have you ever been on a date, Mitt, where you've had to bail?
I've never had to bail. Didn't you bail? I know Robbo bailed on you when you were mid-date.
That was the worst.
He jumped out of a bathroom toilet, a bathroom window.
Yeah, I was dating a girl, and her sister came along, and her sister was a bit odd. But we're all pretty odd, so maybe she thought I was odd as well. But anyway, she seemed pretty odd. And my friend, I said, oh, let's have a double date. So we had a double date, and my friend looked at me. We went to this pub, and my friend looked at me and said, I'm just going to go and get us some drinks. What do you guys want? And he went, oh, and he went, okay, I'll be back. After like 15 minutes sitting with my date and the sister, I was like, where the hell is he? And I went out, and he climbed up the bathroom window and just run away.
So good.
I couldn't believe it.
So oh my good.
And so I was left, then I had to go and explain.
What did you say?
Oh, I said he's run off. What else do you say? I don't know what else to say.
I don't think I could ever leave my house again if a boy climbed out of a bathroom window to get away from me.
Yeah, I had some terrible time. I don't know. Who knows? But team, also, you know, as I said, your YouTube is blowing up. It's massive. It's just going up and up and up. Do you just love doing it? Do you guys love doing it together as well? Just creating really content. And you did a pop-up shot recently as well, I saw.
Yeah, we did.
That basically the whole of Oxford Street was standing outside. It was mental.
It was crazy. And we did not expect it at
all. I woke up that morning like, shit. Because we'd only posted the day before that it was happening. Because they were like, oh, there might be loads of people. And then that night I was like, we've literally posted the day before. It's A-level results day tomorrow. What have we done? No one is going to come. Like, this is going to be so embarrassing. Like, you know, we're not going to make any money because it was all for charity as well. And I was just thinking, oh my God. And I woke
How many
up
people
that
were there?
Morning. Thousands.
Yeah.
It's honestly, the like Oxford Street was like blocked off.
I'd love to know if you did the same. You did a tweet.
you guys. Thanks, guys. You guys would be there. I would do a trend. I would do some sort of, I'd do a mukbang and
a live mukbang.
Live 10,000 calorie mukbang.
Guys, would do a live mukbang in this pop up shop that I paid for. Watch me and come say hi. No, guys, listen. I'm huge fans of yours. Huge fans of Olivia's. You guys are rock stars. And whatever you're doing,
you sound like that guy on Raya.
Hey, rockstar.
I just think you guys are great, and I think what you're doing is super cool, and you're also wicked.
Thank you. No, honestly,
I do go and follow the guys on social. I mean, you probably already are. Whoever's listening to this, aren't they? You get every probably. Like teens all over the world follow you guys. So teens are scary for you guys, I think, aren't they?
Teens,
like teenage people.
Yeah,
they like chase you. Anyway, go and follow you guys. We're going to put all your links below. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it so much. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Okay.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
Pressure's on.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Don't be Jow, be Reem, and download Raya.
That's back. Lucas Plussy, thank you so much. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.